Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2953.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say that my grandpa definitely has had the biggest influence on my life. I guess the way he invests his money and his financial literacy and everything has really influenced the way I think about money. And just his overall determination in life has really made a significant impact on me.
Who do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be the best person possible. I guess career-wise, I would want to be a real estate investor or a politician maybe sometime. And yeah, that's basically it.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider a role model? If so, what attributes led to your selection?
I guess this kind of goes to the first question. Also, I guess my grandpa would really be a role model for me. Like I said, his determination and also his just discipline with everything he does really makes me admire who he is. Whether it's, working out or saving money or just anything involving discipline, he always has that discipline to go through with his goals. So that really makes me admire him a lot.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, what would you add to accurately describe yourself?
I think someone looking at that profile would really have a good picture of the kind of person I am. I remember on the essay questions I listed some really specific examples. And, just the attributes that I see in myself and the attributes that I think really identify me. So I really think that profile really describes who I am.
How would you describe your personality?
I would describe myself as a very independent person who's very determined at what I do. I put my mind on something, I always do it. And, yeah, that's it.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
I guess the biggest thing that my parents taught me was the value of an education. Not only, I guess, a college education, but there's a quote that says, "Don't let school get in the way of your education." So I think there's other avenues of learning besides the typical college and high school route. So, I guess learn as much as possible because that's how you're going to succeed and that's how you're going to find what you really want to do.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
I guess the values of, being fair and always holding up your morals and just things like that. So, morality is definitely a big value my parents instilled in me. Just be as fair, as just, as moral as possible in everything I do.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
I really enjoy working on cars, going on fishing trips. My grandpa used to be a mechanic for his whole life, so I really enjoy spending time with him and just working on motorcycles and working on bikes, going fishing, going canoeing, spending a lot of time outdoors. So,
does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I really think leadership is a big attribute that distinguishes me from everybody else. I've attended a lot of leadership programs and just been a coach in several mentoring programs, and so that's really taught me leadership.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Definitely determination is what I like best in myself. I really think being ambitious and being determined can really get you through anything in life. So that's what I like best in myself. The least attribute that I like is, sometimes I fall from my determination, like I crash or something. Like if I work out really hard 2 weeks and I get really tired and just take a week off and it just blows everything. So things like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received and why this gift was so special.
My first car was really a big present because I'm really into cars and stuff like that. So my first car really allowed me to be more productive in my life. I mean, with, I guess, my job and school and everything, without a car, I wouldn't be able to accomplish the things I've been doing. And plus, I really like working on cars, so it really made me happy to be able to work on it and stuff like that.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
I would say Christmas is my favorite holiday because, first off, the presents, of course, and then it's just bringing together the family and everything is really cool.
What is your most memorable vacation?
I would say a trip to Disney World when I was 8 years old. That was pretty cool. I was really into that Disney stuff back then, so that was like really fun for me, and just I remember it very vividly that it was really fun and just amazing to me to go.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, could you tell me about them?
I didn't have any pets.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
In my childhood, I love basically the same things I'm doing now, I guess. I guess I never really grew up. I like canoeing. I like working on cars. I like running. I like playing sports. Just everything outside I love to do. I mean, just going to Zilker Park, going on the lake, stuff like that. So,
what types of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
In my childhood, I enjoyed Harry Potter and, I guess, really interesting fiction books. And my favorite book was Harry Potter when I was a kid.
What types of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
The type of books I enjoy now are really the type of books that really advance you, I guess. And I'm really getting into investing right now, so I like reading investment books. I would say my favorite book would be Rich Dad Poor Dad because that's what really got me started.
What is your favorite word and why?
I would say my favorite word is justice. I would say it's justice because it really encompasses a lot of things. It encompasses fairness, it encompasses morality, and with that, if we achieve justice in society, we can accomplish so many things and still be fair and moral.
What was the last book you read? What did you like about it?
I would say the last book I read was Guide to Investing by Kiyosaki, and he was it was really interesting just because it was really a basic view of how to invest and what you should invest in, and really a lot of rules that I didn't know before I read it.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why you enjoy them.
Okay, well, I guess the same thing I said before, really, I can't think of anything else. Canoeing, working on cars, staying outside and stuff like that. I guess I enjoy them because they're really relaxing to me. I mean, when you're outside and just hanging out, you really don't have anything to worry about. And I mean, if you're working on your own car, unless you're working on somebody else's car, you don't really have any stress about it. It's just having fun.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
My grandma told me I look like Johnny Depp, but I don't think so.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be and what would you ask them?
I would definitely like to have lunch with Abraham Lincoln just because he was such a rebel in his time, and I really think that'd be the hardest thing to do. I mean, he got shot for what he believed in, so that really shows that society didn't really accept who he was. But he really didn't care, so he just stood up against everybody and said, this is what I believe, this is right. And that shows a really strong person in me. I would really ask him what made him do that, and I guess why he stood up to society.
What is your definition of success?
I think there's many definitions of success. I would say it's really defined by the person. Some people define success as being financially well off. Some people define success as being the best person you could be. I would define success as basically all those things.
What is your biggest frustration?
I would say my biggest frustration is when I set a goal and I, for a certain amount of time, like let's say I want to accomplish this in a couple months and I don't do it.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know is the right thing to do.
I would say that whenever, I guess the first time I really went on a motorcycle would be a big risk I took when I learned how to ride a motorcycle, because now it's really a passion of mine, and so I guess I really wouldn't have found that passion if I never took that risk.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
If I could be doing anything right now, honestly, well, I guess I would be a successful person who has a lot of real estate investments under his belt, who has a nice, full, loving family, and who's overall successful.
Where would you like to be the most?
I would like to be not necessarily in one place, but around the world, travel around the world.
Who would you prefer to be with this at this moment?
I would prefer to be with my grandpa because he is the most amazing person in my life and has taught me so much.
What is your approach to life?
I approach life, I guess, every day as it comes. I look at every day as a new challenge, and I look at every day as to be the most productive I can be in one day as possible.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I would say the most difficult time in my life was when I was really overweight in elementary school. I was, I think, 200 pounds in fifth grade, so it was pretty significant obesity going on there. I overcame these difficulties by just eating right and working out and stuff like that.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Most rewarding experience would be, I guess, the first time that I went on a canoe ride when I was 4 years old. I remember that canoe ride because it was the first time really I went outside with nature and everything, so it really started my love for being outside.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
My favorite board game was definitely Monopoly, just because it was all about capitalizing and is very competitive and everything.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor would definitely be probably Denzel Washington, because he's so dynamic and can play so many characters, and most of the time his movies have a real significance, and they're not just fictional stories to entertain people, but they also have a point at the end.
What is your favorite dinner?
I guess my favorite dinner would be something Italian. I really would like chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I guess one time I went to Mexico with my grandpa, and I just turned 18, so I was allowed to stay in the clubs, I guess. And yeah, that's it.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing I do in the morning, I eat a very healthy breakfast.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
One of my main goals is to form my own college. I know that's a big goal, but I would really like to, I guess, form a college, necessarily, not necessarily a community college, but something on the same level as a big-time university, but it also appeals to, I guess, the lower middle-class society.
What sound do you love? What sound do you hate?
I guess I love the sound of words, because I think words can really be defining in people, and they can mean a lot. The sound I hate is I hate car crashes, I guess. One time I was sitting at a stoplight with my window rolled down, and a car slammed in the back of another car right next to me at my window, and I think that was really the most scariest time in my whole life because it was really loud and just really scary, so, yeah.
How do you deal with stress?
I just deal with stress by going running or just working out in general.
What do you have on your bedside table?
I have an alarm clock, a phone charger, and a lamp.
What are you afraid of?
I guess I'm afraid of failure overall. I'm really optimistic about that. I don't really think I'm going to fail in any way, but it's a big overall fear for me still.
What are three things you can't live without?
I definitely couldn't live without my car, my family, and my laptop.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I actually wanted to be a cage fighter.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
Any family members that were in the house.
What makes you smile?
I guess seeing other people happy because of my actions would make me smile the most.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I would live probably somewhere with a really nice beach because I love going to the beach and just laying out in the sun and going in the water and just relaxing. So,
what would you do with $1 million?
I would actually invest all of it into real estate.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
I went to a movie. I saw Hangover. It was really good. So, that made me laugh.
Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
I can't really stand, I guess, negative people. People who just walk into a room and just start putting other people down. Especially if it's in like a small group setting, I really think that there's just no call for that whatsoever.
If you were elected president of the United States, what's the first bill you'd enact and why?
I've actually thought about this. If I was elected president, and the first bill I would actually enact would be to an overall, I guess, housing bill, where it'd be really complicated. It basically would be something where every single person in America would have housing, but although it's a really broad and really unrealistic goal, I don't think it could be accomplished if simply land was made more... it was used, I guess, more productively. And really, if every building that... I saw a statistic one time. It was said if every house was 3 stories in America and each story belonged to somebody, then everybody in America would have a house. So, I mean, if we used just one piece of land and made it 30 stories, 30-story apartment building, and made it low-income housing, then... and we did that all over the United States, I really think that that would work. So... That would be the first bill I would enact.
You were majoring in business. When did you first become interested in this field?
I guess when I first started reading investment books, business became very appealing to me.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I plan to not necessarily work for a company. I know business schools typically teach people how to work for companies, but I plan to start maybe my own corporation or my own business.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would be a politician just because I think that's the way I could make the biggest impact on society.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Honestly, I'd probably be traveling a lot. Hopefully I invest correctly at an early age and I can maybe retire early and start traveling the world.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I guess something that would be really unique. I wouldn't go for the typical dinner in a movie. I would probably somehow cook dinner outside somewhere, maybe next to a very private location, a body of water at night. That would be very romantic to me.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
I would definitely look for determination, lack of laziness. I don't think I could live with somebody who is very lazy. I would look for definitely, I guess, good looks, of course. There has to be attraction in a relationship. That's about it.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I could be the nicest and, I guess, most apathetic person I could be towards them. I really think just being overall positive with people can really make their life happier.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Honestly, I wanted to find a job where I wouldn't have to put a lot of hours in and make the most money possible.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Always try your hardest and don't let anything stop you in life.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2953.